Sorry, it is June 5th, 2021. It is 10:38 a.m. and I have captured substantial video of what is the state stalking with light. This is, first of all, facts that I have already established that the state is stalking, number one, directly, and that the state is stalking with light. And that is the that is also, not only is it a hallmark, but it is the indicator of what the state is doing in concert with the people of the state. And this is the explanation as to why you are stalking with light. And so I documented this again on another day, today, June 5th, 2021. This is prefacing what the state is engaged in on a ceaseless basis. The state is engaged in ongoing activity creation while I sleep outside at the museum. That's all it is. It's activity creation inside, activity creation outside, while group stalkers, that is the people of the state, engaged in ongoing surveillance and group stalking in concert and on behalf of that state. And so this is what I captured in the video, where the state's fake sun is directly over the south end of the building where I am laying at the museum, very tailored to my location. It is a distinct migration as I walk off of the property to the corner of Transit and Holt. And the state's fake sun is nowhere near that corner of the south building. It is directly over my head where I stand, capturing the group stalkers in traffic traveling both north and south on Euclid Avenue. Under where I am standing, that is the fishbowl that is maintained for group stalking and monitoring, harassment and threatening. But this is the people of the state. They are sex offenders molesting with the state. That's molesting with its light. That is not the actual sun. That is a light source, which the state is using to molest with light. And also, alternatively, even though there is no alternative, this is already established not only where the actual sun is, the geological address of the actual sun at a time of day, during any time of year. And it is not based on, my documentation is also showing it defies common sense what the state has engaged in with its light source hovering over my head, hovering over the buildings where I remain, and moving in all of the directions that I show, especially as I show where I'm at, where I go, where it was before I went there, and where it is as I stand now compared to where I was before. That's what I'm showing. And you're seeing a clear migration of the state's fake sun. That is speaking to what the people of the state of California and every are doing with the state and every word that's coming out of their mouth. And so I documented the third party group stalker, who, again, they act as though they are not focused on you. They're group stalking. They're stalking you. They're doing so with the state that is also stalking by planes and helicopters, fire, police, and ambulance. And as I hold up my phone, which, by the way, I could be doing anything, just like I'm doing now, I'm holding up my phone and I'm talking. I happen to be making a podcast, but I could be having a conversation. All right. So when you're not so consumed in and targeting an American citizen, targeting someone, you're not actually paying that close attention. At least I wouldn't be if I was actually talking on the phone. I happen to be documenting a government that's engaged in monitoring, and you're seeing through their conduct the fact that they actually are monitoring, and they are, contrary to the way that they fail to act as though they aren't, because the environment is also showing that they're entirely focused on you as well. Understand that. The environment is telling you what they are focused on, and it is me, okay? But I want to get to the legal significance of the threats, the two instances of threats that I captured by the group stalker, and understand he's not acting as an individual. He's providing audible activity while the state is stalking with light inside of that venue, moving impossible light activity across the merchandise where I'm getting the drink, the orange juice, and where I'm standing and where he approaches me in the store. He enters in the store because he is engaged in group stalking under the state's fake sun. He's engaged in relevant positioning, and then he engages in creating audible activity. After he makes a purchase, he walks out of the store. He walks back in the store. That's patrolling, and he creates audible activity. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, and I'm disregarding him while he's monitoring me, and then he approaches me in the store and engages in, did you take my picture? Because if you did, and before he goes into that threat, this is when I turn on my camera. This is when he turns around and walks out of the store. He's still creating audible activity, and he is still engaged in patrolling. Understand that. What he is doing is legally is creating what is a threat, which is already existing. The light activity, the state stalking conduct, and the group stalking by the people of the state is already a threatening circumstance, a perpetual one, and it is a sex offense as well. All right, and so this sex offender, this psychopath, this group stalker is also engaging in waging a threat, knowing exactly what I'm doing as he is monitoring. And so he is making a verbal threat as he walks in the store, turns his back and walks away. First of all, a coward as he wants to threaten a woman, and then also a coward because he doesn't want to do it on camera. All right, every time I turn my camera on, he turns around and walks away. Pay attention to the video that I capture as he's walking out of the store, and again turns his back as I turn the video camera on, but wants to engage in making some sort of verbal threat in my face when the camera is not on. Okay, and so when you see him walking away and you hear what I'm saying as I'm speaking to his legal conduct, legally what it's legally how you're analyzing that, this is no ordinary weirdo freak who wants to threaten women in public. because he's assuming that I'm taking a picture of him when I hold my phone up, when I could be doing anything. That's in their alternate universe, right? I'm operating under the rules in their alternate universe. And so in their alternate universe where there's no monitoring, why are you assuming that I'm taking a picture of you when I could be doing anything? The same exact thing that I'm doing now, right? In their alternate universe. And so the reality is, though, they are monitoring and I'm documenting it. And this is Satan acting out through the people that it is using to engage in the satanic targeting system, using including the government. The government is the one that's operating it. All right, so this is the reality. And he knows exactly what I'm doing. And as he is outside of the store and I'm stating that he's making this threat inside of the facilitating venue, pay attention to how he stops walking and he turns around. Understand, you're not talking about someone who doesn't hear me. He hears everything that I'm saying. Not only is he aware, he turns his face away as I turn my camera on, but as he's out of the store and you cannot hear, not naturally you wouldn't be able to hear what I'm saying, he knows exactly what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to tell you, and pay attention to the about face that he makes. He makes an about face after he's made his threat and he's walked away. So why is he turning around? And then as I turn the camera on, I remain in the store for about another 5 to 6 minutes as group stalkers fill the store, and the state is aiming light all around in the store, and that's Amtrak engaging in group stalking. And this is while I make a purchase inside of the store, and then as I walk out, and this is what I capture on video, he waits outside of the store. And this is why I turn the video camera back on. As again, I turn the video camera back on, he turns his back again after he has stated that he is going to, quote, fuck me up if he sees, and I don't know where he's going to see it. I don't know, but again, you're dealing with them in their alternate universe, and this is how you use it against them, in their alternate universe where, and again, there is no form. There's no guise under which they're engaging in. It is all out in the open. I am engaging in documenting satanic activity by a criminal entity, and it knows that it's being documented, including Delta Airlines, Amazon Prime, Southwest Airlines. Understand. Even Mercy House, using what it has at its disposal to remove me from the hotel in order for me to be exposed to this. This is a waging of a threat. This is how the people of the state act, and it is no way deterring what is the ongoing catalog of documentation. This is intentional conduct through and through. So let's provide you that, and let's provide that ongoing context. It doesn't stop. This is going to the prosecution of the people. This is how the entity works on behalf of the government, while it is aware of everything that you are documenting. All right, so you're waging this threat as a group together. He's not acting individually, and this is what I captured in video. And then you have what is the ongoing group stalkers at Shiro's Liquor monitoring the entire time. Not only to that threat, monitoring as I walk around in the parking lot, monitoring the entire time that I'm there, and also what you're seeing is, and this is my point, I have already established this, while I am out in the elements amongst the cockroaches, I am literally just taking down names. What the state is doing is already established. What the state continues to do is already established. And the state literally tries to engage in what is, it's nothing but attempts to distract. And this is all you have at your disposal outside of the ongoing criminal activity that you're engaged in when you can't stop the target individual that is documenting your criminal activity. This is what serves to inform federal policy, okay? Because that's what the state is doing. The people engaged in ongoing harassment via light, you can assault with a light. You can engage in a criminal assault with light, all right, in the same way that you can sexually molest with light. It is an instrument of criminal monitoring. It is that which the state uses to invade the spaces that you're in, invade your personal private space. It is that which is there to not only harass, it is there to threaten. And this is what the people of the state are engaged in. Again, as I exit third-party facilitating venue, Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, and I sit on the side of the library, a group stalker maintaining stationary presence both on both sides of the side of the walkway where the state's fake sun is also present, remaining over the field in front of the library, okay? In direct conflict with every other, not only just that day where you're seeing where the state's fake son migrated from, but also the documented conduct. This has nothing to do with some sort of time of year, has nothing to do with it, and that is clearly seen in my documentation, but this is what the entity is engaged in. While this fake sentence remains present, the state is using light to assault and to threaten and to harass while I sit on the side, and this is after exiting the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library after 6 p.m. The people engage in an ongoing molestation and harassment, the same conduct while, and understand what they're doing. I'm listening to my podcast because I am continuing to put it into order and update it onto my website, which the entity knows this. And so the state flies over 150 East Holt Boulevard as I walk to the museum, hovering over that building while I'm right there at the crosswalk. This is intentional conduct, acting in concert with the people who feel that street and molesting with light. This is intentional conduct because they're monitoring. This is no ordinary traffic. And it is also serving the criminal purpose of obstruction of justice. The entity is hostile to the documentation that it knows that I'm reviewing, that it knows that I'm publishing onto the internet. Okay, and this is what the state has been doing. And all night long, Amtrak and the state, the Ontario Police Department, Ontario Fire Department, AMR Ambulance, just like I captured in clear view under the fake sun as I left third party facilitating venue Economy Inn yesterday, June 4th, 2021. This is the prosecution of the people who are engaging in what is surveillance and group stalking, and you, out of their mouths creating verbal threats to the threat that they are perpetually forming while they are monitoring vicariously on behalf of the state, okay? And so this is coming out of mouth. Understand, Delta Airlines is threatening out of the mouth of that group stalker. They're one group. This is the people of the state. Amazon Prime is threatening me. They are one group acting together. Amazon Prime is flying over me. That's the people of the state flying over me. The people of the state are in the third-party facilitating venue, Shiro's Liquor, as Amazon Prime is flying over Shiro's Liquor, as Delta Airlines is flying over Shiro's Liquor, as Southwest Airlines is flying over my head. This is the targeting conduct of the people of the state. That group stalker in the store, in my face, is making that verbal threat. All of it is creating audible activity under the state's fake sun, where I'm subject to the state's ongoing directed lie, all manner of a threat, not only based on the environment, but based on the activity that they're creating, and also you creating audible activity through verbal communication, all right? This is absolutely unlawful. This is the impermissible threat that the people wage when they're monitoring and are hostile to being documented and conducting themselves as though they are impervious to that. This is what the entity does. This is the pattern of conduct, okay? This is legally attributed to every commercial actor that is participating in the system. Southwest Airlines is not ignorant of the fact that it's documented, and is also not ignorant of the fact that its instrumentalities, its airplanes, are used to group stalk and monitor and surveil. They are aware of that, and the conduct is revealing that. This is not coincidental, and it's not possible to have that much of a coincidence. It's 10:50 a.m. and that is the POC, and what I captured is that was Southwest Airlines flying again over, again, migrating north as I walk from the parking lot where the City Hall is in between the Senior Center and the 280 North Lemon Senior Apartments. You have what is the ongoing migration north to remain in relevant position. They're not flying over B&G Plaza anymore. They're not flying over the museum anymore. They're migrating north as I migrate north to remain in relevant position. That is group stalking by the state in airplanes, okay? And this is, that was Southwest Airlines that's flying over as I'm capturing the City of Ontario in a vehicle in alignment as the state's fake sun is directly over me, not over the parking lot of City Hall anymore, directly over me where I stand at the inside of the little plaza area where the library is, next to the Senior Center, next to the 280. I've already documented this presence, all right? And the state's fake sun in this location again, at this time of day, just yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, the state's fake sun is still over the property of Economy Inn, okay? And that's just yesterday. The totality of the documentation, the cumulative value of what the state is doing with its fake sun is the direct evidence against the people of the state. And including the people, their own conduct is also that, is which is prosecuting itself, but the environment and what the state is doing, everything the state does is attributed to the people, and it is the evidence against the people. It is 10:51 a.m., and that is POC. All right, City of Ontario, that is vehicle number 4196. This is license plate 1516131, the same one that was crossing path as I stood at B Street and Plum. And this is the state flying over the location where I'm standing, where City of Ontario is located. That's the conduct of the state. All right, they're monitoring, and that is POC. And let's see what third party this is. That is Amazon Prime flying directly over, all right? Where I'm standing in front of the City of Ontario begins, so as I recite that license plate, that's POC. City of Ontario monitoring with the state. Amazon Prime monitoring, flying directly over me while I'm on the opposite side where Page One Cafe is. And you hear that amplification? That's not the actual audible activity of the plane. That's the state playing the sound of a plane while it's flying over in an Amazon Prime airplane. City of Ontario monitoring. These group stalkers over here on the opposite side of the library, audible activity. They're monitoring. What is this, Kiwanis? K-I-W-A-N-I-S, they're monitoring. Kiwanis, they're out here for the library, outside of the library, they're all monitoring. 46982D1, 8EAX648, 7TQW518, 7JXU662, 8NUD678, 8FPP524, 7XRG492, 8NPB108, 7SMH902, 079-433-D1. That's stalking with activity. 7NTM370. Let's see, 5JRZ665, 636W132. Six LLR170. Yeah, Kiwanis is out here monitoring. This is the people of the state. 6BMA018, 6VNM188, 7SRL068. She's group stalking in her car, and she waits until the moment that I walk past in order to engage in crossing a path. She's already group stalking in her car, and so aware that I'm moving around in the parking lot, they use that as the opportunity to cross path with me. That's what group stalking is. State's fake sun is over my head in the parking lot as I'm walking around. In case I didn't read this one, 6LLR170. Okay. 7XUY850, 8PTF104, 6HZG899, 7RYA732, 7WOR675, 5JRZ665. RMY375. That's the state migrating up here to where I'm clear. I'm over here at D Street and Lemon. The state is still group stalking. Flying over now, what is the library? Okay, not flying over the 280 North Lemon Apartments, flying over the library because I'm on the opposite side of the library. That's remaining in relevant position. 6NKA474. Kiwanis, like I said, they're monitoring, they're group stalking. 6HZG899, I think I read that one. 7UXM283, 6VSN927, 8DYF352, GRG and GKG, the license plate of a Tesla. They're monitoring. POC, and it is 10:56 a.m. And the state's fake sun no longer over what is where I stood in between the senior center. It's right here at the entrance of the library, of the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library, at 10:57 in the morning. Okay, and you recall where it was yesterday at 1:48 p.m. That is called impossible light. That's what the people are engaged in, and that's intentional presence with the state that's stalking with that light source. License plate 4ZCD857. Driving in the turn circle, that same exact conduct coinciding with the state assaulting and touching with light yesterday evening as I sit on the side of the library. All right, that's group stalking. It's POC, and they're monitoring inside of the library. And the same old Caucasian white female, the old white female, she's a security guard. She's wearing a green name tag. She's standing in alignment to me right now. She's monitoring, and she is also engaged in ongoing harassment, long-term harassment, documented inside of the library and documented outside of the library, group stalking at Wells Fargo. And this is a psychopath that's listening to me talk about her right now while she's monitoring me standing inside of the Ontario Ovid Family Community Library. This is the, what does she work for? Securitas, S-E-C-U-R-I-T-A-S. That's a group stalker. It's POC. License plate 8TCN353. All right, I'm gonna put this stuff down. Buenos dias. I'm gonna take my stuff down right now, Arna. Oh, let me take my temperature. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's 10:59 a.m. POC. documented engaged in harassment at the front desk of the library. She's also documented as engaging in harassment, not only at this library, but Ontario Upland Public, I'm sorry, the public, Upland Public Library. This is intentional presence while they're monitoring. Okay, documented as engaged in harassment as well. This is POC. The state's directed light inside of the venue on the side of the wall beside the elevator, absolutely impossible light activity, while the state's fake sun is over the venue. It is 10:59 a.m. All right, it's intentional presence where they're group stalking, right? But it's also intentional the actual participators, even using those who have been documented as engaged in harassment. That's intentional on the part of the venue. This is how demons operate. It's absolutely intentional. It's POC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? What time is it?
It is 10:57.
Thank you. All right, it is 11 a.m. on the dot, actually. That's what my time says. So let me tell you about the demonic activity going on inside of the library. As I use my camera to take pictures of the directed light, which, by the way, that documented conduct, the state is suggesting that the sun is over the building in the library all day long, and the light is moving around based on some movement of the sun, but not moving. It's actually remaining over the building to aim light both in the morning, 10 and 11, group stalker crossing path in a striped shirt with his phone, and then being on the edge of the second floor, as I captured yesterday, as I walked in it at around 3 p.m., that's what the state is suggesting with that light conduct. Okay, that's impossible light. That's the state's directed light. But also, as I capture pictures of that, you have somebody that just starts yelling all of a sudden, "Whoa!" That's called audible activity. These are the Satan-serving minions that are surrounding in the library. That's PLC. And that's all they're doing is monitoring. And this is the malicious system in operation. The criminal elements in operation on the inside of the venue. And that is POC. They are freak weirdos. These are employees monitoring. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, hello.
They're group stalking. POC. It's 11:17 a.m. And you know what the state is doing. I just captured it. Flying directly over the library while all of these minions are monitoring. Alright, this is documentation that I want to make sure I mention on my podcast. The third parties monitoring whose images I did capture, but I want to make sure I recite verbally their identification on my podcast. License plate 7HNA340. And everything you're listening to also in the background is audible activity as they are engaged in group stalking and monitoring inside of the facilitating venue, third party facilitating venue, Ontario OVIT Family Community Library. All right, license 8TXR120. This is the motorcycle 2303727. Six GYF417. Six NPW544. Seven CEY789. Seven KJK297. Eight M68628. This is a handicap license 01282. This is the paper plate BP22C16 on a white Corolla. License 7Y07892. 8TYK126, 7RJA769, 5XAX106, 3F02933, 3. That's a group stalk in the background hitting the surface nearest them. That's the desk. As I'm zooming in and out on my phone, that's stalking with activity. 8HUP066. Doing the same thing as I'm uploading the images onto my Google Drive, doing the same thing as I am on the desktop computer at station 9, and also the surveillance cameras will show what is the demonic patrolling conduct by the third parties. The state's directed light is to my left as I'm sitting inside of the library facing north at station 9. The state's directed light, after I captured it this morning at around 11 a.m., and you have the placement of that light on the elevator wall, and then it remains current. Onto the carpeting of the second floor, similar to the location, yet different in size. The state is engaging in some illusion of moving light, and this is also would be requiring what is the sun over the building such that light is aiming. I just want to be clear, the fact that it is daytime and the sun is present indicating daytime does not mean that direct light is aiming inside of a window onto the surface inside. That's not what that means, because the sun is not physically present over your head or over your building wherever you are for the duration of a day. The state is using what is the occurrence of daytime, the guise under which it is stalking with a fake sun, and this is also the guise of what is its directed light. But I have also shown through the state's behavior with this light that it is not sunlight and that it is not the sun, all right? But these are the false premises of the state's conduct, and all you have to do is scrutinize and pay attention not only to what I've documented and the time frame, the duration, et cetera, that I've shown, but also the fact that the sun does not have to literally, and it is not literally over your head everywhere that you are going, including from county to county, city to city, in order for it to be day, okay? And again, the public entity has no plausible stance, okay? And it has no intention of maintaining any plausible stance in that forum, the federal court. The state is engaged in an ongoing criminal pattern of conduct of monitoring and criminal obstruction of justice, period, okay? This is the exposure of that system. It is currently 3:26 p.m., and I'm at facilitating venue Ontario Open Family Community Library, and this was just to audibly capture on my podcast the third-party license plates where I remain subject to monitoring, and this is the people's ongoing documentation engaged in threatening me while they are fully aware of the fact that I am documenting what is their criminal conduct that in and of itself poses a direct threat to my life, physical safety, and engaging in what is the criminal obstruction of justice while that is the sex offender, that is the kidnapper, all right, that is the stalker, that is then telling you, don't document my criminal activity, I'm going to continue that criminal activity, and I'm threatening you physical harm if you continue to document that. That's what the government is engaged in, all right, and the people are the mouthpiece of the state. All right, which is present with its fake sun, present with its directed light, and present through the third parties, Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, Amazon Prime, for example, engaging in the state's POC as I captured it today. That is the POC. 7DXT982. License 5399. I didn't really see that one. But I'm going to get these over here. 4DXW198. Group stalking sitting at the traffic light of Holt and Euclid, where the state is surrounding with helicopter and AMR. These are the group stalking minions in traffic, monitoring with communication devices. 8RFC629, 8SFS097, 6ANJ566. That was 8SF3097. 8WWH111. This is 7PJT292, 6URZ909. Let's see, 7SMAR831, 7XIN205. And it is currently, by the way, I just captured video, so this video is following that, and you're looking at what are the enlarged shadows, the same hallmarks present, directed light, where AMR is group stalking in the path, sitting at the traffic light. That's PLC, group stalking. Just like I said, you're engaging in stalking, sitting in the traffic light. You're engaging in stalking, being anywhere in the path. Looking at them in traffic is a very vivid illustration of systematic stalking. That's what AMR was engaging in as the sounds of sirens. All right, so this is POC, 8RIR555, and it is 8:33 p.m. It is still, Saturday, June 5th, 2021. So they're just having a field day, states sounding sirens, especially while I'm reviewing my podcast. I had every intention of getting more minions. The documentation is complete. CRO72 handicap. All right, they're all molesting with light, and the state is also molesting with directed light. They're psychopaths and sex offenders listening together corporately in their cars. The number 2, TOP10, and it's got a heart in the front of that license plate. 67717W2. 25987C3. They are monitoring inside of Zolos Birrieria, Estilo Tijuana. That's a third-party group stalker. Using their facilitating venue, they're right in alignment. They're monitoring there. This is license plate. 25987C3, 7RZK832, 8CRY462, 7ADZ833, 8EMY668, 91459L1, 7YHW681, 691, 8LNU231, 7YWR844, I believe. This is POC. And this is surveillance, okay? The people are engaged in surveillance, and how do they do so? Maintaining presence. As you're driving by, another one is driving by. They're maintaining presence in traffic as I'm sleeping outside. The state is maintaining activity, group stalking by the state that is repeatedly sounding sirens, using Amtrak train, 8AVT215, 8TEN631. All it is activity creation at a different venue. What's the venue? I'm sleeping outside at the museum. 6AWB440. And that is an Amtrak train station. That criminal activity is attributed to Amtrak, which is a state actor, okay? The state is using that venue, and it's going to be attributed to that actor, 8UWV688, in case I didn't read that one already. POC. All right, and as these minions are crossing path in at the intersection of Holt and Euclid, this is, again, demonic activity, as you're understanding the criminal elements which they are maintaining, as opposed to ordinarily just driving around. I've already established this. In addition to the fact that the state is flying over my head in a helicopter, flying over the 150 East Holt Boulevard, San Bernardino County Public Department of Health, that's POC, and 8UWV688, loitering in relevant position, 29606S1. 74509T1. They're doing the exact same thing AMR was doing, sitting in the path, listening, aware of my location, engaging in activity. 6HJX819, 8DMH967, VRT3MIS, 6RAJ707, JLX3472, that's a Texas plate, 7NUJ519, 8S. MK737, 7F12821, 7LJD058. So this is the identification of what are sex offenders, all right? Yet to have been identified under new law, but they are definitely in violation of existing law. They're monitoring with communication devices, engaged in sexual violence in doing so, kidnapping, theft of property, 6SNW076, 7XDF753. The state molesting right now with directed light while they're present. That's the absence of coincidence. It's intentional. The environment exists for their criminal purposes. 6UYR571. And that is a sex offender. And they want attention so much, so I'm getting as many as I can. Not that I'm giving them attention because they want it. I'm giving them attention because that attention is due, and that attention is nothing that they're going to want at that forum. But understand, you're dealing with Satan, whom you cannot see on them, but you see it through their conduct. You see it in the environment as well. 515-16K1, 8MVJ-876, 7FFV-364, 53528Z2. 7MBT783, impossible light moving across the front of their car, and there is nothing moving in front of their car. Okay? That's satanic conduct. The same psychopath, they are one actor. 5SRT658. Nothing moving in front of that car. That's how you know what they're doing. Anyway, I'm just going to get names. I've already established what they're doing. 8VVD000. This is the parade of the defeated. One foul swoop, every single last one of them. 7WGA074. 7HDB884. 8EJP217. 8DSS753. Group stalking sitting on the side of the street in front of Bravo's store and more, which is closed down. And it's got like a plastic sign on the top of the building. It's not open. They're just loitering in relevant position. And a vehicle starts blinking lights as I start reciting that criminal activity. 7VCR339. BL34E18. AM51127, 6JGG859, 8USV688. Let's see, molesting, touching, 5TRL814. It is 8:39 p.m. Seven BLB 928. All right, now I'm going to speak in terms of the spiritual reality. The legal criminal, the criminal activity is already described. They're engaging in criminal elements of monitoring. Satan is flying in a helicopter in a circle over this intersection right now, and that's the reality of the situation. Okay? That's not a normal individual. It's a government actor. But understand that it's Satan operating over that state actor that's group stalking and monitoring in a helicopter, flying in a circle, showing itself to be a psychopath. 7AAM451, monitoring with it. 62111F3. 7BWK091. Who is that? Papa John's group stalking. That is Papa John's. That is POC. It is 8:40 p.m. Five RDZ006, 8KZY517, 8GUA187, 7BTL697, 6LUR195, 6KZR051. Group stalking, which will be seen at the traffic cameras of Holt and Plum. That group stalker is sitting in relevant position to me where I stand in the middle of the intersection. Well, I'm not in the middle of the intersection, but I'm at the crosswalk intersection of Holt and Euclid. Understand they're still in relevant position, and those traffic cameras are documenting group stalking as well as they proceed that way. 6WHB 899. 8PHP 662. And understand what I captured on video, that's what the state is doing all night long. Amtrak, AMR, Ambulance, American Medical Response Ambulance, Ontario Police Department, and the Ontario Fire Department are engaging in this use of sirens, helicopter plane activity on a constant basis, and also stalking with that method of activity creation while the people are engaged in surveillance. Because that's what they're doing. They're group stalking and they're engaged in surveillance. And they're engaged in sexual violation. 8ETB061, 8HDE477, 2ZDM070, 7TPA876. It's 8:41 p.m. 8SME171. 8F. Oh, I can't really see that one. Here we go. 7HKS553. 6MMV404. 8SMH162, 5PBV450, 8TMC663, 4ARL175, 8SSX. Oh, I can't really see that one. It's 8:42 p.m. And so when you're looking at the elements, this is how you understand how the people engage in surveillance. And so the state, just like it did when I'm inside of a hotel room, the people maintain presence, and they are supposed to be, not only do they actually create activity, but they are also supposed to be the guides under which you're hearing traffic. And traffic is always exceptionally loud. Traffic is always heard loudly as I happen to make any sort of move, either on the internet, on my phone, and physically, all right? Third-party traffic is also the guides under which you're hearing traffic inside of whatever space you are. Whether you are in a private space, inside of your apartment, you're hearing traffic inside of wherever it is that you're at. The people are fully engaged in that criminal cooperation. They're supposed to be the face of the state. All right? This psychopath likes to cross path. 7XFH097. 768TV, that's a handicap plate. 8HLX149. 6KPD529. Another third party in a white Tacoma truck turns off of Euclid, turns west on the whole boulevard with absolutely no lights on his truck. That criminal knows that he's being documented. They're not getting away with anything. So license plate, 127999M2, 7HSP112, 7ZGM621, 6LYB571, 8RXB907, 6XAY923, 5SYA843, 4VAK737, 8SJC208, 8TXZ763. Sounding of the ignition, that's Lyft. Understand? Not only is that a third party, they're using Lyft to engage in the state system. So Lyft as a third party shall be prosecuted. Any guys that the people use to monitor, it's going to be subject to prosecution and exposure as monitoring American citizens. And that's a Lyft commercial sign in that vehicle. This is 7NIF074. 7ZKV015, 6UOG864, I already got that one, 8PNT984, 557YE, that's a handicap, 7AMC583, 7XZH476, 7KIP382. Understand these are the same ones. They are one group, okay? Ontario Police at the corner of Euclid and Holt, vehicle number 1826 right now, and the state is over the meridian, same place, flying in a circle. Not only engaging in monitoring, this is a psychopath, but does not want me to focus on third parties. That's why they do that. They already know that they've been prosecuted and identified as sex offending, kidnapping psychopaths. Ontario Police and the state know that. 8SUY651. 8CZN938. That's why they do that. It's not because they have any plausible case for not engaging in stalking and kidnapping, theft of my personal property, all right, invasion of privacy at an unprecedented criminal level. 6GZY676. The state knows this. It's monitoring the documentation. This is the defeated effort. This is that feudalist mindset of Satan, because that's the relevant context, okay? This is a psychopath that does not want me to get the third parties and identifying them, which my documentation is magnificently doing, by the way. All right, and that's not to compliment myself. I'm letting you know I'm being precise in how you prosecute. 8VWJ3888. 08580N2. 7ZCC. 088, I believe, Omnitrans, readily identifiable third party, just like Lyft. 8RZG676. All right, group stalking on the opposite side of the street. Just group stalking sitting inside of on the side of Verizon. And the psychopath moves as I speak of them. They could have sat still also, but I'm just letting you know their conduct lets you know in many ways that they know. Satan walking by in a crosswalk. This fat Latina female has issues. 7C73239. Multiple shadows on the ground as they are approaching with headlights. The state is adding to the directed light. This is satanic. All right, I'm documenting Satan in all of the vehicles that he's in. 8HMD912, 39424D2, that is 7TAP448. Audible activity coming from 4RGJ166, 8CMP866. Let me make sure I got that right, Lath. 7TAP448, yeah, that's right. 7PFR393, 8TGP951 is the one that was sitting, loitering in relevant position. On the side of Verizon, okay, and begins movement as I begin reciting that conduct, which is the creation of light activity. Aiming light, remaining stationary is maintaining light. It's all intentional. The state is flying around in a circle in a helicopter. 8HMD912. 8NF 214, substantially similar. That is PLC. It is 8:47 p.m. GL865 monitoring. They're the same group. 8LTW476. 7RIV127. That's a coward. Okay, that's a coward. That's running on the run. Light activity by hazards, by a group stalker sitting on the side of the road. Just like I captured on video on the night of May 5th, that white vehicle that I approached doing the exact same thing as group stalking. They're psychopaths. Monitoring with this one who's right here next to me. Like I said, they're one actor. Nobody's getting away with anything. That audible activity that the state was creating through that third-party group stalker on a motorcycle, 8VFC505 is monitoring to that activity, also adding to that activity, monitoring with the group stalker on the opposite side of the street that I just described who drove off in real time as I'm describing it, okay? That's PLC. They're one actor. They're one actor. Audible activity from 7TUL126, 3PRNCSA, yeah, 3PRINCESSA, Princessa, okay, shut up, Erica. 7JXF. I was gonna make a joke, but I'll just document. There are no princesses in Hades. In other words, you lose. 7CFK838. Let me be clear. The one that I just documented. Let me speak to engaging in criminal violence, engaging in sexual violence, engaging in monitoring and stalking an American citizen. 8VFC505 with a minor child in the background. In the back seat. Understand that's a form of abuse. They use their minor children not only to engage in the form, which the state relies on. The state relies on the people to be the face of the criminal system. They also use them to engage in the criminal elements of monitoring. 7XDW558, 8HFR392, 8UZS850, 7JVF026, 8KMF426, 8VIL594. They also engage, and you've seen that use of minor children to engage in the criminal elements of monitoring, as I've captured, for example, the minions, I call them minionites, who use their skateboards, for example, stalking with activity, literally hiding around and coming in to engage in the criminal elements of monitoring on behalf of the state. They are engaging the criminal elements. Even those who are with their parents or some guardian, whoever they are to them, they use them, as I showed you, as recent as at Economy Inn. And you're seeing what is the third party in room 224 holding the hand of a minor child, and you see the shadows all around their persons. 6PIW225, 7VGY207, 7RZC763, 7HAX601, 8EYX632, 8HER628, and monitoring with the Ontario Police. And the Honda Civic is 8GEY850, creating light activity. Ontario Police on the opposite side. The state is flying around in a helicopter, still remaining. All right, and so while you see them engaging in the criminal elements, using minor children, understand that that is a form of abuse, and that's exactly how it's going to be prosecuted under federal law. Everything that you use as a prop, everything that you use to engage in the guise under which the people engage in PLC, including any company name, you want to use your children, that is going to be used against you. That is a form of abuse. It is criminal facilitation. It is corruption of the youth, which the government is engaged in, and the people of the state are also engaging in that. And that's what that third party documented, engaging in the pattern. All right, using their children. I showed that in a video this morning. This group stalker standing at the corner of Plum and Holt under the fake sun at that corner while he's with a little girl riding a bike. He is engaged in the creation of light activity, audible activity, and relevant positioning. And using a child is abuse of an unprecedented level while you're monitoring and group stalking, sexually violating an American citizen. That's what that's documentation of, okay? That's PLC. When I say the people are going to be prosecuted and every criminal tactic that they engage in to be legally responded to, that's exactly what I mean. This is license 7EWW216. 7YAW743. 8GNW513. And that was Ontario Police group stalking, just like AMR I showed in the video, sitting at the traffic light, just like all these third parties are. That's why I'm documenting them. That's a psychopath. That is Satan driving the Ontario Police vehicles, the American Medical Response vehicles, flying in a circle over the intersection, which 8ALR677 has no hope whatsoever for those combination of facts. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. Three shadows in front of me as I am walking. to the opposite side to document this group stalker. That's audible activity by traffic. And while the state is directing line, which is why I have three shadows, and if she's not an American citizen, she's to be deported, 8LAG043. Audible activity, 5XUR061. Impossible light activity, streaming what is north across the Bally Spa building. The address of Bally Spa is 109, next to Zolo's Bireria, Estilo Tijuana. Just like I showed you the enlarged shadows on the wall while AMR was sounding, AMR 37037F2. This is the state, and this is Satan that doesn't want me to get these third-party venues. Those are psychopaths. 90945, can't get enough of Erica Lorraine Spencer. They got issues, and they're going to be prosecuted for that. Straight jackets, mark my words. 38928Y1, substantially similar. All right, impossible light activity across the front of Bally Spa, like I stated, while they're all in relevant positions. That's impossible light activity. That's the state directing light. And the people are sex offenders monitoring with that state. The state engages in surveillance through their presence, which they are intentionally maintaining. License 85774F1. Spread the good word that you're going to be prosecuted. Engaging in a satanic system, driving a church vehicle. As hypocritical as the police engaging in criminal activity. 6NXU227. I don't know which one is worse, actually. I think it's the Ontario police. They're worse. It is 8:54 p.m. So, like I said, as you document impossible light activity, as who's sitting at the light? 8GZU6078. I'll get the rest of that. Hold on. Moving across on the side of the wall, ginormous. 8BHT917. Lift, again, 6RMA264. DB671, that's a handicap plate. All right, and the impossible light activity over here, while they're sitting at the light and also creating light activity, and the state is patrolling back and forth, that's the demonic pacing back and forth, while the large shadows are to the right of this car, 8BZG078, Ontario police crossing path again. All right, and they are studying their communication devices, monitoring with the police. Vehicle number 1033, license 1591759, Ontario police. License 6JNY812, Ontario, I'm sorry, Omnitrans crossing path. All right. The state is maintaining presence at the corners of the light space. You got a psychopath on a bike who crosses path, and as his shadow travels across the ground, that's called light activity. That's also demonic. F-C-U-R-I-E-L. And understand what's demonic. The light activity that is occurring while they are engaging in what's supposed to be the outward appearance of normal conduct of just driving by or riding by on a bike. You're looking at the light activity that's surrounding them. It's demonic. 8-D-A-Y-223. And humongous cars are appearing on the side of this brick wall. No traffic from Euclid Avenue, first of all, while they're driving north or south, is going to appear on this brick wall on the side. And the traffic vehicles that are abutting 150 East Holt, there is no location that those vehicles are going to arrive on the side of that on the side of that wall. Just like I captured in the video, that's what the wall I'm talking about. That's demonic. That's the state. Practically break it down, the state is directing light. And that's how you create light activity, movement in light. I.e. shadows, which is also how you can tell the trajectory of light. All right, there's no light that is naturally occurring from 150 East Holt direction onto that brick wall. There's no trajectory of light, certainly no headlights that are reaching that distance to touch that brick wall. And you are also looking at what is the abnormality of size of those vehicles, as I showed you, ginormous, gigantic. That's speaking to the state's directed light. All right, that's POC. 4AYK224, and that is satanic. That is satanic conduct. These are demons that I'm speaking to that are engaged in criminal activity. License plate 8P77S12. 16Y4664. That's a motorcycle. License 4SP4. Well, I can't really see that. When you scratch that, let me see. License plate. Let me see that one either. Let me see. It is. Oops. 8:57 p.m. And like I'm reading out loud to you, as I'm telling you how Ontario police are crossing paths, this is what they're doing all night long. They're not going anywhere. They're remaining present. They're engaging in the criminal element of crossing path, of light activity as they are moving about in the state's directed light. The state is maintaining light over here. This is why you have the light that I'm just describing to you. Light across the Bally Spa, light across the signage and on the fronts of the cars when there's nobody moving in front of the car, and there's certainly no light moving backwards, meaning their brake lights, which are red, are not creating what is the white light on the front of their cars that is also appearing as I read the license plate. This is satanic, right? You're understanding how you can see what is the invisible. The invisible is Satan himself, but you can see Satan in operation as I'm reciting to you in real time what they're engaging in, because it's criminal. But this is from hell. This is the demonic activity that California is engaging in. That's why you have psychopaths flying in circles over me everywhere I go, and including right now, they're remaining flying in circles. And Ontario police are revealing the fact that they are possessed by Satan. Because that is what the relevant context is. And that's what that conduct reveals. 6TAD810, 6RHD619, 5XIH894. But that's not unique to the Ontario Police Department. This is a state system. I have had the opportunity to heavily document the Ontario Police Department because I've been in the city of Ontario. Whatever city I go to, the police, engage in the same stalking conduct. All right, cannot get enough of Erica Lorraine Spencer. It's not a compliment. It's a level of obsession. Where does that obsession come from? It comes from hell. It comes from hell. From one whom Satan cannot, I'm not going to serve Satan. I'm going to out Satan. And I'm also going to make him pay in the natural for the criminal conduct. All of them are subservient to that darkness. I am not. That's where that obsession comes from, if you want to know. That's where that comes from. I don't serve Satan. So Satan is obsessed with the one whom he cannot have, cannot touch. That's where you get strangers that are consumed with you. That's where that comes from, okay? And they can act like they the POC is to act like you're doing something else, the passive aggressive stalking, right? Everything about the environment, not only is it demonic, but it's speaking to the actual reality, which they are very much concerned about me. The environment prosecutes them, the state stalking conduct prosecutes them, and it is speaking to what is the same obsession operating over a people. And that obsession is derived from Satan itself. So understand that, okay? All of them are listening at the same time to me speak the truth about them. Who's monitoring with the helicopter that's flying behind me? 7VRL824 and 8VSS753. The state is flying over the brick wall that's showing the ginormous shadows that I showed you. All right? And while I'm standing at the sidewalk, my shadow is moving as I walk. That's the state's directed light. That's no normal light. That's the light I showed you inside of Economy Inn. It's PLC. 8ESY386. 6YXM980. Everything that the state does prosecutes the people, and vice versa. This, and let me be clear, I'm just gathering more names to the one list as I'm identifying more of that one single group. They are one, vicariously acting on behalf of the one that is stalking, which is the state of California. Understand, these faces, these actors, this one group, are the same ones that engaged in threatening this morning at Shirewell's Liquor. That's what you need to understand under this system. That's PLC. 8VCE592. They are one actor, and they engaged, they waged that threat together this morning. UFD 867. It's 9 p.m. on the dot. Keeping my property monitored over here with traffic because it's on the opposite side of the street. That's what group stalkers are. I've shown you this. If I leave my property, you'll have those that group stalk maintaining presence around my property and also around me. They maintain presence around both. EDDIE85 and 0557352, substantially similar. 8LPX516, 8NOJ416, 8CLH093. The state, the helicopter is right in front of me as I'm walking down these line of minions. The helicopter is right here. ORBITZY. When I say one by one off the cliff, that's exactly what I mean. They're all just driving straight down off the cliff. 5SNW742, 7JBG080, 4ZHP289, 48724D1. And no plates on that white Mercedes C-Class. 8BZG078, multiple shadows of that vehicle as it is approaching. Shadow of the car in front of it, which is impossible. That's the state's directed light. All right, when you're shooting headlights off of your car, which are going forward, the shadow of your car is not appearing in front of your car. I captured this while Ontario police were group stalking and monitoring sitting next to me. I captured this in a video. You see my shadow in front of me? right, where his headlights are aimed toward me, that's not headlights. That's the state directing light. That vehicle had a shadow to its left and a shadow in front of it. This is how you identify what they're doing, and that's Satan, the satanic psychopaths. And when I say one after another, just driving, I mean, going 950 miles per hour straight off the precipice, 74016D2. Because that's what they're doing, just driving straight off the cliff. VOG574 7TVJ0778KOY9078WBW652 47433K1. And it is 9:03 p.m., excuse me. Audible activity. I can't really see that one. Another psychopath driving past in a bike. It's the same conduct, just not in a car. I understand that they're patrolling. I read that license plate already. Let me get this one. 8WFY161. It is 9:03 p.m. 8DSU350. 8FCV475. 6NAL828. Alrighty. ATK045. 7M61934. 8RNV450, the state maintaining presence, flying directly over, and it's just flying in a circle now over the 150 East Holt Boulevard, flying over nearest what is the Holt and Plum intersection. They're maintaining presence over here. 6RKK, 6RKX726, 7TFA. 75, substantially similar. 8AYT596, 7XTS76, 8SH, can't really see that one, 8HLT059, and it is 9:05 p.m. W84 6C0, I believe. YBT486. I read that one already. 7R30408. Group stalker, don't want to proceed. 5SEW242. 0699 1X2 or 0X2, can't really see. 6W096, substantially similar. Can't really see that one. Those were proceeding right now north on Euclid Avenue. 8BZF031, 7RCE661, 8JJD623. Okay. This is all that they're doing all night, and by all that they're doing, meaning this is the people engaged in surveillance and group stalking. And this is the people engaged in an ongoing sex offense, by the way, while they're engaged in federal group stalking and monitoring. And this is a group of what are psychopaths, engaging in what is none other than actually just satanic activity. Engaging in targeting American citizens because the state of California, the government, the people of the state are engaged in Satanism. And that is the uselessness of the conduct. It's just because it's pure evil, in other words. It does not serve a legitimate purpose. And besides the fact that it is criminal, you're talking about a lot of times people engage in criminal activity for some reason, right? We refer to that as a motive under the law.
But I want to be clear. You're talking about what is none other than a motivation to engage in evil conduct. That is the reality of this system, which is Federal Group Stalking and Monitoring 7PHS 956. And I'm proceeding to walk in the crosswalk 7L40486. Right? They're molesting with light as they are monitoring and touching. This is no ordinary headlights. This is no ordinary driving past. The state is maintaining presence in the sky space because they're all monitoring. The Ontario Police Department are engaging in ongoing crossing a path because they are monitoring. They are monitoring. And they're stalking. This is the people's engagement in surveillance. License plate 8LAG045. This is how they engage in surveillance. You don't have one that's going to sit there on the side of the road, although I have caught them doing that, but they're not acting as an individual, okay? That one and drive off, and another one will engage in doing the same thing. What you have is not one sitting stationary necessarily. Some sit stationary, some park for a little bit and drive off. Some of them maintain presence in traffic. That's how you are maintaining presence, is group conduct. And the people are engaged in surveillance. 7CZX433. License plate 8WHN853. License plate 8GSP112. 8FM, I can't really see that one. You can scratch that one. Let's see. So funny, nobody wants to drive up to the line. They're all waiting back behind the line, except for 8GSP112. I already read their license plate. Nobody has, no front license plate. So let me go over here. G26964. Go right on ahead. 7ZEH177. Molesting with light 8VPB112. Here we go. Molesting with light. This is a sex offender. Let's get this one. Audible activity 8RIL599. That's a group stalker. All right. 7MBL177. Audible activity 74000Y2. Audible activity. They're not honking because I'm in the way. They're monitoring me. They know exactly where I am and what they're doing. 8AKN407 is serving that criminal purpose. So that's how you're going to the prosecution while you're engaging in ongoing criminal activity. 8BNX552. That is, anyway, it is 9:10 p.m. All right, and that's ongoing molestation. That's the third parties, right? The state is directing light as well, as I've shown you, even in the shade. Let's look at the latest example on this on outside of the room, which is supposed to be in the shade, and you're seeing the state is aiming light all the time. I just described to you what is the impossible light activity on the brick wall. 6VQV120 and 4TAC673. Here come a trail of minions. License plate 7WPJ132. They're all sex offenders. 8SHV265 11478D3 31801P1. Seven Y LR579. Molester. This is a sex offender right here. POC, it is 6WGB499. Now understand, they're all sex offenders. 7SRD738. As they engage in ongoing violation, it goes toward the entirety of the group. While they're touching, they're also adding activity. 8SEW392. 8SEW392. 8PVB023. Right? That based on the nature of the crime, touching while you're monitoring, and engaging in activity creation while you're touching, that is serving that ongoing purpose of monitoring with communication devices, okay? A group stalker at Beverly Boutique, standing in relevant position. Understand, I believe they have cameras on the outside of that venue right there. She is group stalking, standing with balloons in relevant position, right in alignment to me where I'm standing. She's monitoring, and that's how the people engage in it. Just like riding your bike past me, 8KTE289. They're monitoring, and she's monitoring at Beverly Banquet. That looks like a heavyset female. There's a group of them standing outside. They're monitoring. And light activity is created. It's blue and pink, like a laser type light going on inside of that venue. It's light activity, and they're monitoring a relevant position. And by the way, like I just stated, Ontario Police AMR group stalking, Ontario Fire Department are group stalking, and the state is still flying in circles. That is patrolling. That is Satan. That is flying a helicopter in a circle over this venue. There is no form whereby they are engaging in the criminal elements, and it is not intentional. That is absolutely intentional conduct. And they're engaging in the POC period. 8F36K27. 8F36277, excuse me, 8VNC372. So that venue is called Beverly Banquets. That is a third-party facilitating venue they're monitoring. Okay? Just want to document that. That's what's occurring right now. This is 7LW241, 6LWS941. I can't really see. Hold on. DT168, that's a handicap, and this is 7LWS241. That's where it is. And it is, hold on, 9:13 p.m. These are sex offenders that want to threaten you while they engage in monitoring and stalking you. That's who 7DZF958 is. This is, that's who she is. 8SKF050. 7LGY297. They're just taking their turns. ALEDAN1. Psychopaths. All they're doing is maintaining presence with the state. That's flying over this intersection. And they're psychopaths. They're sex offenders. They're stalkers who want to threaten you and tell you not to monitor them. I will plaster your face and all of your identifying information on the internet, and then I'm going to prosecute you and put you in a straitjacket. That's what I'm going to do. Because they're kidnappers. Understand? All that the people have engaged in, all of it, the totality of that crime, 7GRG261-59123M1, 7VPJ413, 8SGY250. HXY880. Let me get this one. 8HQK908. All right, it is 9:14 p.m. That is the POC.
Saturday, June 5th, 2021. It's 11:31 p.m. This is documentation of the ongoing criminal obstruction. So this is documentation of, first of all, the state acting via Amtrak, sounding what is train activity, which is amplified, and so amplified that it is distorted and amplified just like that. That's the same thing they were doing at Economy Inn, heard inside of the hotel room, as though the hotel room is right there on Euclid Avenue, okay? They're engaging in that method of activity creation and using Amtrak sounding five times from 9:57 p.m. to what is 11:29. That is the amount of time it took to upload a video that is less than 2 minutes long onto YouTube. And this is Amtrak engaging in what is criminal obstruction of justice, monitoring with the state. That is also engaging in the amplification of ongoing activity. That's what the people are engaged in. That's what they're doing while they're engaged in surveillance, maintaining presence on Euclid and Holt, and also engaging in what is the maintaining presence while the state is amplifying all manner of activity, seeking to obstruct the ability to upload that video. So I took a screenshot of that so you could see when I upload the video. That's at 9:57 p.m. Video not uploaded until 11:29. This is a pattern. There's nothing wrong with my phone. And in addition, I'm on my brand new phone, the A12, the Samsung Galaxy A12. It is 4G. That is above average. And that is the optimal working operation of the phone and internet. That's what monitoring is. Okay, so that's ongoing direct evidence as well about the criminal activity that the people are engaged in. Monitoring with communication devices on the venue of the internet, acting in concert with the state. That includes Amtrak. And this is also what is serving the criminal obstruction of justice. They're doing it with a criminal motive to obstruct documentation. That is POC. It's 11:32 p.m. And that is the ongoing criminal activity as I remain outside. And that's activity creation, also using what is sounding like fireworks. This is the criminal activity of the state. By the way, in Ontario, you're not even supposed to have fireworks. The state engages in using that as an ongoing means of, which you also heard in the
my documentation that I captured earlier today. Fireworks, the sounding of the amplified sound of traffic. By the way, I'm on the property of the museum. That was an ongoing example of what is amplification of traffic heard at a distance. Not only do their headlights not reach onto this wall over here, you also have what is the impossible, that volume level, that's amplification. That's POC.